This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for February 10, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinsham. I will be reading synopses of an article on spinal cord injury and a general interest article published by JNS Spine today. Spinal dural arteriovenous fistulas and intrathecal venous drainage. Correlation between digital subtraction angiography, magnetic resonance imaging, and clinical findings. A clinical article by Stephen Hetz and colleagues. Spinal dural arteriovenous fistulas cause myelopathy through arterialization of the perimedullary venous plexus and venous congestion of the spinal cord. The authors hypothesized that the craniocaudal extent of engorgement of intrathecal draining veins between the fistula site and the point of drainage out of the thecal sac correlates with the degree of myelopathy. A retrospective review of the authors' institution's radiology databases identified 31 patients with spinal dural arteriovenous fistulas who had undergone digital subtraction angiography and magnetic resonance imaging of the spine. The authors counted the number of vertebral body levels of spinal cord enhancement and intrathecal vessel enhancement on T1-weighted post-contrast MRI studies. They also counted the number of levels of cord hyperintensity and intrathecal flow voids on T2-weighted MRI studies. On digital subtraction angiography, the authors identified the number of vertebral body levels of dilated intrathecal draining veins and outflow points from intrathecal veins to epidural veins. Functional status of the patients at the time of diagnosis was assessed using the Aminoff-Loge scale. Enlargement of the intrathecal draining veins averaged 10 spinal levels on digital subtraction angiography. Patients with enlarged draining veins extending 10 or more spinal levels on digital subtraction angiography had worse Aminoff-Loge scale scores than patients with draining veins extending fewer than 10 levels. The number of vertebral body levels of enlarged draining veins correlated with the Aminoff-Loge scale score. More extensive enlarged draining veins were associated with more spinal cord T2 hyperintensity, T2 intrathecal flow voids, and T1 vessel enhancement, but not cord enhancement. The craniocaudal extent of enlarged intrathecal veins draining spinal dural arteriovenous fistulas correlates with patient functional status. This provides further insight into the pathophysiology of venous hypertensive myelopathy. Recovery from spinal cord injury using naturally occurring anti-inflammatory compound curcumin. A laboratory investigation by David Ryan Ormond and co-authors. Spinal cord injury, or SCI, is a devastating disease that remains largely untreatable. Major hurdles in complete recovery from SCI are mostly due to the upregulation of certain inflammatory molecules after injury that result in gliosis. Curcumin, or diferyloyl methane, the active ingredient in turmeric or curcuma longa, is a highly pleiotropic molecule with potent anti-inflammatory properties. The pleiotropic activities attributed to curcumin come from its complex molecular structure and chemistry, as well as its ability to influence multiple signaling molecules shown to be activated in SCI. This investigation aimed to establish that curcumin improves recovery from SCI better than currently available treatments. An epidural injection of curcumin soon after thoracic SCI at the level of T8 to T10 and weekly injections thereafter was given for 6 weeks. The results were compared with vehicle-treated controls. Curcumin-treated animals regained independent ambulatory function following SCI and demonstrated significantly improved locomotor function, body weight, and soleus muscle weight gain. Furthermore, histopathological analysis demonstrated an increased neural elements mass with less gliosis. In conclusion, curcumin provides superior therapeutic benefit for SCI with no noticeable adverse effects. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.